Here's Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer Report on Banksy's Dismal Land. At the end of a long catch-up Skype call with Stuart Melvin, Acorn United Kingdom's national organizer, he mentioned he and some of the members were going to be spending some time at an odd street festival of sorts not far from our folks in Bristol, England, along the coast in a town called Weston-super-Mare. Stu kind of laughed about it, and he couldn't really describe it, but I should just Google the name of the town, he said, and I'd get a sense of it. I meant to do so, of course, but I didn't. You know how these things go. There's only so much time in a day. A couple of mornings later, I scan a piece in the New York Times about the latest mashup from world-famous street and graffiti artist and Bristol native, the ever-elusive Banksy. The art community had been wondering what he'd been up to during an unusually quiet stretch, and suddenly, and in his typical way, secretly it seemed, he'd opened a massive thing he called Dismal Land on the English seaside. Interesting, I thought, and kept on pushing. Later at work, an email from Stu says this bizarre experience went well. Ah, that's right, the gang was going to the shore, I'd almost forgotten. Finally, the pieces came together when I saw a Facebook picture of our crack Acorn Bristol organizer, Nick Ballard, waving an Acorn flag standing next to one of our volunteers, and in the background was, yes, you guessed it, Dismal Land. Damned if Banksy and his people, whoever they might be, hadn't invited Acorn to be one of the street attractions for this 5-week extravaganza that observers believe might attract as many as 400,000 people. No wonder Stu was excited that in his first afternoon out there in a couple of hours, he'd enrolled 50 provisional Acorn members, all of whom wanted Acorn in their towns. The Guardian refers to Dismal Land as a mixture of anarchism and amusement park. I'm okay with that. Just days before, the Bristol Acorn crew had posted pictures of a typical summer day, and it was basically a shot of dark, cold, and rain. Now, reading the descriptions of Dismal Land and looking at some of the pictures, what can I say? I wish I were there. For the art lovers, Banksy is displaying 58 artists' work and says these are pieces from the best contemporary artists in the world, apart from the two that turned me down. He has 10 new pieces on display, including a thing on Cinderella where her carriage has crashed, killing her and her horses. You buy your 3-pound ticket online, except the huge demand has crashed the dismal.org UK website, of course, when I first visited, and then you have to endure a cardboard security station with guards in pink high-vis vests who tell you that you cannot bring squid into the park. There's a warning that no officials or lawyers from Disneyland are allowed entry, of course. There are the normal amusement park features with a twist. There isn't an ATM, but there is a loan shop for children that satirically jabs at 5,000% interest rates and payday lending. There's a portrait artist, but you can only get a portrait of the back of your head, which the promo says is surprisingly revealing. In a takeoff of the long-standing English institution, the Citizens Advice Bureau, the Comrades Advice Bureau, teaches all interested in how they can unlock the bus display advertising posters, put their own in, and it sells a special 5-pound tool to do the job. When asked whether this was legal, the Dismal Land guide told The Guardian, "It's not illegal." How great is this? Acorn's honored and excited to be part of this whole affair. But hey, Banksy, what does it take for us to put this show on the road so we can all go, have some laughs, be part of the fun, and shove our funny bones into the fat guts of the powers that be here and elsewhere around the world? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.